This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, hour number two, which is the 4 o'clock hour here in Las Vegas and the 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 6 o'clock hour Central Time. Great stuff. Another big day in Trump land. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham, led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the biggest success stories in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's about nine times bigger than Manhattan, New York. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. It's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Or visit their website to find out more, FordhamResources.com. I encourage you to check them out. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. I read you my commentary that's coming out tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Creator Syndicate syndicates it all over the country. It's coming out tomorrow. I read it to you yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, but I had no time to read it any other hour. And I'm a firm believer that a majority of my audience doesn't listen to the entire 3 hours. A majority of my audience, a large portion does, but a majority listens to the hour they're in the car, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you know, or on the East Coast, it's, you know, corresponding 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hours. So a lot of you didn't get a chance to hear it. I opened up the 5 o'clock hour, West Coast time yesterday, with the commentary, but it's so important I want you to hear it. And the title is, Why Should Anyone Obey the Law Anymore? Forget the college cheating scam. The biggest scam in America is the Democratic Party. Their entire platform is based on legalized cheating. I have no idea why anyone in America should obey the law anymore. Just ignore any law that you personally think is unfair, just like Democrats do. Just days ago, 13 parents, including famous Hollywood actress Felicia Huffman, pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not on their side. I hate arrogant, rich, entitled jerks as much as the next guy, maybe more. I went to Columbia University with hundreds of these lucky sperm club liberals. This SOB son of a butcher earned my way into Columbia based on one thing, my academic performance. I deserved to be at Columbia. I earned it. But it was clear from my first day at college, many of my spoiled brat classmates, all of whom announced they were communists and that they hated America, got into Columbia because their rich parents greased their wheels. Nothing ever changes. I couldn't stand these kids. And I'm sure I couldn't stand any of these kids in the college scandal today if I met them. But nonetheless, if I was among those 13 college cheating scandal parents, I'd have pleaded innocent. Their lawyers should have argued they're innocent on the grounds set by today's Democratic Party. According to Democrats, laws no longer matter and cheating is legal as long as you think the law you're breaking is unfair. Exhibit A is illegal immigration. Democrats aggressively support open borders. They no longer think immigration law matters. They want anyone at any time to break into our country. And once caught for breaking in, the Democrats think they should stay forever with no penalty. Every illegal has fake ID and stolen Social Security numbers. Democrats don't think anyone should be punished for breaking those laws. Actually, it's worse. Democrats want to reward criminals. They think anyone who breaks into our country deserves big welfare checks, food stamps, housing allowances, aid to dependent children, free school, free meals at school, free medical. That's massive theft from law-abiding American-born taxpayers directly to criminals. And Democrats in New York and California demand that these criminals have got to get Obamacare. Democrat presidential contenders say these illegal criminals must get Social Security, even though their inclusion will further hasten the insolvency of Social Security for American-born citizens who have paid into the system their whole lives. That's not unfair, now is it? That's not cheating. Democrat judges will no longer enforce the law. They refuse to turn illegal felons over to ICE. Democrat mayors warn felons that ICE is coming. Can you imagine? Worse, Democrat presidential candidates support abolishing ICE. They don't even want a police force to defend our nation from foreign invaders or to take criminals into custody. Democrats create sanctuary cities and even sanctuary states in California. Gavin Newsom's first words as governor, first words as he was sworn in, were to swear to protect illegal aliens in his state. A governor admitted he could choose to ignore the laws he doesn't like. He could ignore the U.S. Constitution if he doesn't like that part of it. It's all because he doesn't like it. Get it? So I ask you, why should the rest of us obey laws we don't like? Why should any of us pay our taxes if we don't like the IRS? Why should anyone obey the speed limit if we like the speed? It's clear it's my choice to ignore any laws that I don't like. You know what I call those cheating, those college cheating parents who pleaded guilty? Suckers. They clearly need better legal representation. They should have just pleaded innocent based on the Democratic Party platform. My commentary coming out tomorrow in newspapers around the country, and most people just don't get it. They don't look at it that way. This is all about saying it's okay to cheat because you think it's fair for illegals to come in. You want open borders. Well, guess what? It's illegal what's happening. So it doesn't matter what you want. You either believe in the law or you don't. You either enforce the rule of law or you don't. But it's fine if you don't. Then I say none of us listening have to pay taxes to the IRS anymore. And none of us listening have to obey speed limits. I'm going to speed all I want. And by the way, I'm a little low on money, so I'm going to rob a 7-Eleven. When the police put the guns against my head, I'm going to say, no, 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 no. I can do whatever I want. Illegals are allowed to break into the country and collect welfare and get rewarded with 1,000 government programs, and you give them lawyers and you take good care of them. Guess what? I'm allowed to rob stores from now on. Screw you. Laws don't matter anymore. You either or you don't. You don't get to pick and choose which ones you like. Interesting, huh? Now, here's an article I just found today at DC Clothesline, and I don't always agree with every article at their website. They break a lot of big stories. They also have stuff I don't agree with. So I want to read it along with you. Fox San Antonio uncovers massive fake documents, fake family scam. As has been pointed out previously, those who attempt to come into the United States illegally from wherever they come from will likely break 28 laws in the process in order to become, quote-unquote, productive. Now a local Fox affiliate in San Antonio, Texas, has uncovered a massive scam of illegal aliens with fake documents to deceive immigration officials into thinking they are real families when they're actually fake. This report comes, by the way, of Fox San Antonio. So this is not coming from Wayne Root or even DC Clothesline. It's coming from Fox News San Antonio. What we discovered is a trail of fake documents that may be accelerating the collapse of the immigration court system, according to the American Bar Association. Fake birth certificates that Homeland Security Investigations believes are being used by males to get into the U.S. with children who may or may not be their daughter or son, but will help get them released within 7 to 10 days. I traveled to Del Rio with a Guatemalan consul, showed us firsthand some of those fake birth certificates found along the border. It's a wave of human beings flooding through a permeable border like we've never seen before, and the majority of them are coming from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, also known as the Northern Triangle. Monica Maple, assistant special agent in charge in San Antonio for Homeland Security Investigation, said the Northern Triangle, the countries seem to be the ones in the caravans at this time headed towards the border or have arrived at Eagle Pass offices and other border offices in Laredo. It's not just young men crossing into the U.S. anymore. It's entire family units, or maybe not. Our family units are up 600% compared to this time last year. A family unit doesn't mean two men or two women. It means a mother with her children or a father with his children or a mother and father together with their children. This is a reason behind this apparent new phenomenon of men coming to the U.S. and crossing illegally into the country with children, something that would be extremely dangerous for young children to do given the length of the journey. She said there's a drive and a phenomenon now to bring children with you so you can obtain the earlier release into the United States to wait for your credible, clear asylum, full education with citizenship and immigration services. So the obvious question is, if these people are willing to knowingly violate U.S. law to enter the country illegally, would they also seek to deceive those in authority by pretending to be a family in order to do what Ms. Maple is stating? Obviously, the answer is yes. There's obviously a possibility. That's what I'm focused on, said Maple. That's what Homeland Security Investigation is focused on with our partners in Customs and Border Protection and our brothers and sisters at Enforcement and Removable Operations. So how are they detecting these patterns of deceit? The first clues come at borders where agents start noticing odd behavior between children and parent. A man arrived at the point of entry in South Texas. The child he was carrying had no diapers, no bottle. And when Customs and Border Protection encountered him, they provided him diapers and a bottle, and he had no idea how to care for the child, did not know how to feed the child, did not know how to change the diaper. That's what we call a clue. This is not your child, said Maple. Others have arrived with birth certificates that show that they are parent and child. But when authorities have more time to review the document, they start to find problems. When you get to maybe a second round or an interview process later, it may be determined because the child cries out, that's not my dad, that's not my mom. Consul Paniagua, Tecondi Paniagua, has a stack of birth certificates. Border Patrol has been presented by people from Guatemala to show they are parents of children who, in fact, are not theirs. We have verified many documents, detected a high number of documents that have been altered. So, look, I can read the rest of this article. I don't need to. I must be some kind of genius because I predicted this from day one. These aren't families. None of them are families. At this point, thousands are coming over the borders, and these are men and women who are kidnapping children, or the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels kidnap the children, and they give them to you, and they let you go over the border with a child, declare asylum. And you got to pay $25,000 for that ride, or $10,000, or $15,000, or whatever they can get out of you. This is huge money. Someone's getting rich in triple ways. Because first you give the money to the Mexican mafia to get you across. And then once in America, if it's a woman, they work her as a hooker in a house of prostitution or in a massage parlor. She's got to work to pay it back with interest. They get rich on that. And then they take the child and they sex traffic the child. And they make money off the child. The child's a prostitute for these terrible people. This is what's going on in the United States of America. And we're letting it go on. Who's letting it go on? Democrats. Mark my words, they're all bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartel. All that drug money's paying off Democrat politicians. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful. It can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, flagship station 790 Talk Now. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They have what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. You know you got to own it. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world. United States, $22 trillion in debt. Trump has dramatically increased the deficit as well as the debt, even though he's done a great job with the economy. Everybody always does. Reagan did a great job with the economy, saved our lives, but he still dramatically increased the debt. And so, there's a problem. And the answer to that problem is wealth insurance. Gold and silver are wealth insurance. And you want to buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. And while you're on the phone, right now, call them and find out if you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing if you qualify. $199 gold coin is yours free if you're a qualified client. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Let's grab a call. We've had him waiting for a while. Charlie, you are patient, and it's being rewarded. It's Wayne Root. How are you? Charlie, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, I appreciate it. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
I've been listening for a while. I think I have the solution to stop the illegal immigration invasion tomorrow by 90%. First, let me state the problem with the president's state of emergency declaration. That is that it does nothing to deprive the illegal immigrants from their federal right to a court proceeding. The only way you can deprive them of their federal right to a court proceeding is through either going through Congress, which isn't going to happen, or the president can declare martial law on the southern border. Martial law, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Nothing to be nervous about. I don't bite.
Not used to being on the radio, but martial law is to be used in extraordinary circumstances of social unrest, whereby all of your state and federal rights get suspended, and it's also used to deter invasions. So I think the answer, it's obvious we're being invaded. I think the answer is in these extraordinary circumstances for an extraordinary remedy to be implemented, which is martial law. That is the answer. Once illegal immigrants get word that they have no such rights to court proceedings, they will stop coming tomorrow. They will be, once their feet hit the ground under martial law, they'll be put in buses or other forms of transport and taken right back where they came from. Martial law is the answer.
All right. Well, look, I think it's there's no one answer. I think that's a great idea. That's a 1-2-3 punch. Number one, the emergency declaration was needed to get the money to build the wall, and we've got to have a wall. So that was great, and that was my idea. This one's your idea, and it's great. Let's declare martial law and therefore suspend all rights of illegal immigrants at the border. I think that's great. They don't deserve a hearing. Number three, you still need an executive order that says there's no asylum anymore. Asylum requests are canceled. So that goes hand in hand with your martial law. And then number four, there's still other things that need to be done. We've got to find a way, President Trump, to have voter ID for federal elections. That will save America and the Republican Party. And you've got to find a way to suspend birthright citizenship. And you've got to end chain migration and the visa lottery. These are all things that need to be done. You need to put a toll on the border. People should pay money going back and forth. You need to tax the remittances of everybody. These are all things that need to be done. And they could be done via executive order, or maybe you're right, Charlie. They just fall under the topic of this martial law. Maybe martial law allows you to install all of these, but the president needs to act without Congress's help. They aren't going to help. Charlie, love your solution. It's a good one. It's part of the answer. I'm not sure if it's the whole answer, but it's certainly an emergency right now, just like the reason I said we need the emergency declaration of a national security emergency to get the money for the wall. There's an emergency that requires, basically what Charlie said, a martial law declaration, or hand-in-hand with that, or maybe instead of that, just an executive order that ends asylum. Either one gets the same result. It suspends your rights to walk in and get a court hearing. Got to be done. Charlie, love it, and I think it's cute that you were nervous on the air. You're okay. Wayne Allyn thinks you're cute. and I mean that only the way a straight man could say it, okay? Don't get any strange ideas from that. Don't get any bad ideas. Wayne Allyn worn out. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Newsmax starts in about 32 minutes. And when we get back, much more, including a great guest. See you in a sec.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016, as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and a monster snowstorm could impact over 200 million Americans. Blizzard warnings are up from Colorado to Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know how much I love Liberty HealthShare and endorse Liberty HealthShare and the testimonial I give to Liberty HealthShare. 3 years now I've had Liberty HealthShare instead of Aetna Health Insurance. This is Christian health sharing. I saved $18,000 in year one in premiums, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 in year three, $54,000 over 3 years. Could you use an extra $54,000? When my son needed dental surgery, $2,500 bill, they paid $2,000. When I needed kidney stone surgery, they paid the entire surgery, and all I had to do was pay the deductible, and that's better than anything I ever got off health insurance all the years I was with Aetna. So for much higher expense, of course, as well, their monthly premiums at Aetna, $2,000 a month for me and my family. At Liberty HealthShare, $449 a month. So it's an amazing, amazing thing. It is not too good to be true. It's real, and I am living proof. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. It's time for everyone in my audience to switch from regular old-fashioned traditional health insurance to Christian health sharing with Liberty HealthShare. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com. All right, I've got my guest here, Colonel Greg Rass. Hoorah! United States Marines, retired, decorated combat jet fighter pilot, chairman of the Trump PAC. America is winning. Colonel Rass, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good to be on.
Hey, by the way, I got to ask you something real quick before we get to the meat of the interview. How come, usually Marines are the guys who are landing and fighting on the ground in the vicious, hand-to-hand combat, but you don't really hear about Marines who are combat jet fighter pilots? That's kind of rare. Usually it's Navy pilots or it's Air Force pilots. Is Marines have their own separate, division of fighter pilots as well?
Yes, we have three air wings, East Coast, West Coast, and one in Japan. Our job is specifically trained for close air support as the Marines hit the beaches. We're there to knock out the enemy at very close range, so we're specifically trained for that. We are Navy trained. We go through Navy Flight School. We're carrier-based, so that's, it's a pretty good-sized air wing.
All right. How many of them are there? How many Marine pilots are there in the United States Marines?
Oh, I'd say hundreds, if not thousands. Pilots, mostly helicopter pilots. 80% of our pilots are helicopter pilots, troop carriers, Cobras and UEs, and the rest are either, we have the Harrier that flies the jump jet that flies off these ships at sea, and then we have the F-18 Hornets, and now we have the new F-35, new Joint Strike Fighter.
All right, very cool, very cool. Now, how does an ex-Marine combat jet fighter pilot become involved in politics and become chairman of the Trump PAC, America is Winning Again? How did that happen?
Well, I was 30 years active duty, and I rose to the rank of colonel. I commanded a wing. I commanded an air group. So I saw three combat tours, Desert Storm, and a couple off aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln during the Somalia when our helicopters were shot down over there with Rangers when they were shot down. And I did my three-year tour in Washington at the White House. I was Deputy Chief of Staff of the White House Military Office in the second term of the Clinton administration. So I got to see the executive branch. I worked with Congress on military bills. I worked with the Pentagon. So I kind of got interested in politics at that stage at the national level. And then when I retired in 2005, I actually flew for JetBlue as a commercial pilot flying the Airbus. And then 2014, I ran for United States Congress here in South Orange County, California, and I didn't win that, but then I ran for local government. I'm mayor of my city, Mission Viejo, and actually I'm going to be running for Congress here shortly again, but I got involved in politics. I worked at the White House. I saw how it worked, and I saw some good things. I'm a Republican, but I saw how Gingrich and Clinton worked together on welfare reform, balanced the budget for several years, and I thought that was pretty good, and it's gone downhill since. Both administrations have not done a good job of getting us deeper in debt, and Trump now has stirred the pot and cleaned up the swamp, and I love the guy. He's just amazing. He's doing everything he said he's going to do, so that's why I'm running the Super PAC. America is Winning Again.
All right, very cool. And by the way, what the hell happened in Orange County? I think massive cheating, right? Massive cheating. They flooded you. You weren't losing all those seats on election night. You lost them after election night because they flooded it with all those absentee ballots or ballots, whatever they want to call them, that under that new program only California has where you can collect
ballot harvesting.
Yeah. I mean, they cheated to win that election. But where were we? Where were the conservatives and the Republicans knowing that was you were allowed to do that? I'll bet we ballot harvested zero on our side.
Zero.
Amazing.
First of all, Republicans aren't going to turn over the ballot to some guy at the front door. Now, the Democrats will do that, and then they'll check their ballots, make sure they voted for who they're supposed to vote for. They'll check, see if they're registered Republican or Democrat, and they'll turn in the ones that were Democrat. Now, what happened was is two of the people that thought they won went back to orientation to Congress, and then a week later they found out they lost. I mean, we got totally wiped out at the congressional level. Every seat in Orange County, which is a very, very conservative county, although it's starting to turn purple a little bit, we lost. But all our city government seats are all very conservative. The city I run, we're all five Republicans that run a second largest city in the 45th congressional district. Irvine is a little mixed, but it was an eye opener. The Republicans had their pants down to their ankles, and that they blew it. They blew it. They did not know how hard these Democrats were going to win and do and cheat and steal to win these seats, and they did it. So it was a wipeout, total wipeout.
Republicans, amazing. I mean, Republicans remind me of guys like you and me. We're kind of fighters. You're a fighter in the Marines. I was a kid who grew up in a very rough inner-city neighborhood in New York and had to fight my way to survive. And yet, it just seems like when it comes to politics, Republicans are like, a dog that rolls over for a bone. Never fights. You give him a bone, he's happy, he rolls over. You can do anything you want to him. Where's the angry edge and the fighting spirit of Republicans to try and save our nation? I don't get it, Colonel Gregg.
It's this hierarchy. They pick who they want. They groom the person they want. They put them off. They have no interaction with the community, and they get blown out. And it was a wake up call. And they're still. And Orange County just reelected the same old people that run the OCGOP. Like nothing happened. Oh, we got to do better in 2020. And I'm like, are you guys nuts? So, we're fighting on our own. A lot of veterans in Orange County, 140,000 veterans in Orange County. We want to get this county back, and we want it to obviously it's going to be hard to win California for Trump, but there's nothing to be ashamed if you're for Trump. Don't be ashamed. Be proud. He does what he says what he does. I mean, what he says he will do, and a lot of us are supporting him, and we don't have to be quiet anymore about it. We don't have to hide in the closet and say, oh, yeah, Trump, I'm for Trump. Yeah, me too. Yeah, don't tell anybody. No, now we say we're for Trump. Period.
Well, the good news is I had Steve Cortez on a little while ago, and I don't know if you know him, but he heads a PAC for Trump for Hispanics, and he says the Hispanic vote is absolutely, far, far, far superior for Trump this time versus 2016, and they do whisper it, which is fine. They can't scream, I'm Hispanic, I'm for Trump. They're afraid what people in their community might say or do to them, but they do whisper, I'm for Trump, and that's okay. I got no problem if you want to whisper it, but boy, you better whisper to your friends. You got to go out and vote, too. Let's talk about what's going on at the border. We're talking with Colonel Gregg Raths, United States Marine, retired, decorated combat jet fighter, pilot, kind of guy that we love on this show, chairman of the Trump PAC. America is winning again. A system-wide collapse at our border. It's all because of this BS that you step a toe in American soil and you scream asylum and they've got to give you a trial. They've got to give you a court hearing. They got to sign your lawyers. You get to stay in America. Why can't we get rid of that with executive action?
Well, I think that's going to happen. But he did. He's cleaning house in the Department of Homeland Security. Now, these guys work hard down at the border, but leadership was not in step with the president, and he's making changes now. You don't go to the president and say, sir, I'm doing all I can. We're just kind of overwhelmed. We just can't handle that. I'm a Marine. We got it handled, sir. We'll take care of this. I'm going to move another 800 agents here. I'm going to ask DOD for another 4,000 troops. We'll take care of it. So Trump's on his own on this because this Congress, both Democrat and Republican, will not get legislation to help him to stop the inflow of immigrants at the border unless finally people rise up and say, okay, enough's enough. And I think we're getting there, but it's not there yet. So Trump's kind of on his own. And I think he said yesterday or today maybe it was this morning, he says, well, who's going to run your Department of Homeland? He goes, I'm running it. And that's the way it's going to be. So he will do what he can inside the law and within the Constitution to ensure that our border is secure down south here, just not too far from me.
And I assume, Colonel Gregg, that you agree that we should cut off aid to Central America. But let me take it a step further. Why aren't we punishing Mexico? Why aren't we telling them, if you don't help us and cut off all this immigration from the bottom of your country all the way through to the top, if you don't stop that, we're going to cut off your military aid. We're going to cut off everything good we do for you. We're going to stop doing business with you, trade with you, close the border. Why can't we do that?
Well, to go get back to these three subdivided countries, he stopped. Well, not money never got down to the people. That was all corrupted money that stayed at the top, and they would probably give out contracts or all their buddies to put out a program to keep our people here. That never got to the people, so that was a great move. We are in Mexico, and I know the Marines, and I know people right now that are down there working with the government to stop these cartels, and they're stopping a lot of drugs inside Mexico. So it's a fine balance, you know, to stop it at the source. So I think Trump's got to be careful. I understand what you're saying, but there's a lot going on that a lot of people don't know. That is an addiction to drugs down in Mexico. We do have a lot of Marines down there and the military helping out the Mexican Army. Mexican Marines. So maybe that's why he's a little hesitant. I don't know for sure, but he did give him 1 year to knock this stuff off and stop him at the border. And I think at some point he did say he will put tariffs on all the cars and everything else coming in. So
let's hope. Colonel Gregg Ratz, we got to run. Chairman of the Trump PAC, America is winning again. Hoorah! Thank you, Colonel.
Hoorah. All right.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this segment of the show must be mentioned, Ron Corey. Tenacity is the book. Go get a copy at Amazon. We had him on the show yesterday, actually on the National Newsmax TV show as well as USA Radio. Ron was a big hit. I had a lot of people send me texts and emails saying how much they enjoyed the interview with Ron Corey. He's a great guy. First of all, he's a class act. Second of all, he's got the longest arms in the world. You can't go to dinner with Ron and ever expect to pay the bill. How's that for a fun time? He calls you, takes you to the best restaurant in Vegas, and always pays the bill. Just when you think, I'm going to beat him to the bill, he says, I got to go up and go to the bathroom, and he speaks to the maitre d' and gets the bill paid with his credit card before he ever sits back down. Then you sit down and go, where's the bill? And he goes, oh, I already took care of it. That's a good guy to go to dinner with, right? I can't even beat him to the bill. One of the classiest acts ever. Vegas tough guy, former Marine from Brooklyn. He fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. And an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all, and he put it all, the real story, the raw facts, in his new book, Tenacity. Get a copy at Amazon.com. He beat Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Even Fred Weinberg, the owner and CEO of USA Radio Network, just flew down to Vegas for NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and told me today, texted me today, he said he read on the plane flight the book, Tenacity. He said, I love it. I mean, it's just a great book. It's such a wild story about a real guy, real men, you know, in a country filled with Democrat snowflakes and communists and transsexuals. It's nice to hear about a real man. Ron Corey's a real guy's guy. And the book is so cool. Hollywood wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. And the story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You could visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, or go to Amazon to get Tenacity today. Thanks, Ron, for sponsoring the show. Good guy. So people slam Trump's immigration comments till they find out they're Obama's. Isn't that funny? Story on the internet today and a video that goes with it. Obama said in the town hall Saturday, if you're going to have a coherent, cohesive society, everybody has to have some agreed upon rules. It's not racist to say if you're going to be here, then you shouldn't learn the language of the country you just arrived at. Some believed assimilation was necessary, but three women that the Daily Caller News Foundation surveyed in Washington, D.C. were opposed to this racist idea that one must learn English if they come to the United States. English isn't even the dominant language in the world, one woman said indignantly, until they found out it wasn't Trump's words, it was Obama's. Isn't that funny? That's just a typical thing. I could give you 100 different examples in the last 20 years of Democrats who stood up there, from Bill Clinton to Nancy Pelosi to Harry Reid, saying that, oh, my God, what kind of country would allow birthright citizenship? What kind of country would allow chain migration? What kind of country would have no wall and allow an open border? And that was Democrats, and now it's the exact opposite, because they realize the only way to win elections, because the people in this country don't vote Democrat anymore. So they have to bring in a whole new population. But again, I want to mention the idiotic comment by Samantha Vinograd on CNN, CNN's national security analyst. Obama separated migrant children for their protection. It's different than what Trump did. Can you imagine how stupid that comment is? It's impossible to believe. And I told you about Maxine Waters, head of the banking committee. He asked bankers about student loans and finds out for the first time government took over the program in 2010. I told you about Ocasio-Cortez and what she said, moron. Climate change is causing all the people running over the border. It's just, and then Ilhan Omar said something bad happened somewhere, referring to 9/11 and Muslim terrorism, Islamic terror attack that killed 3,000 Americans. Their children, can you imagine how their children feel right now? Oh, my God. Can you imagine it was my father, my mom, my dad killed in the World Trade Center by Muslim savages? That's what they were, extreme radical Islamic savages. And they melted down the building and killed everyone. And some idiot comes along who represents a district that's filled with Somali Muslim refugees, and she's a Somali Muslim refugee, and she is in a district where that led the nation by far in people leaving to go fight for ISIS. And she hates Jews and makes anti-Israel comments and anti-American comments, and she comes along and tells a meeting of CARE, an event in Woodland Hills, California, a week ago. She actually says, they have video that finally comes out that says, you know, that someone killed someone. Let me get the exact quotes. Hold on. Someone killed something. Let's see what it is, because I got it here. It's one of the most incredible lines. She said, some people did something on that date, and after that, everybody hated Muslims, and that's why we need a CARE to protect us. Some people did something. If I was the child of someone who died, I can't be responsible for what I would do, what I would say to Ilhan Omar. But we got to get her out, because she's the biggest mistake in the history of United States politics. She is an aberration. She is an asterisk on American history. She and Rashida Tlaib are Hamas in the United States House. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a piece of garbage that Joe McCarthy, if he was alive, would say there's an example of communism in America today. She couldn't even deny it. There'd be no way to deny it. Other good news, by the way, the Pentagon awards $1 billion to build the Trump border wall. $789 million of it to one Galveston company, Galveston, Texas. SLSCO Limited, Salisco Limited, was awarded $789 million. Congratulations. It's happening. Trump said it would happen, and it's happening. Newsmax TV time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.